join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise.
Doug Steffens Good Day program, 7 minutes after the hour. Today, Friday, and the essence of what's going on in the world from a conversational point of view. I'd like to think that the conversation we have with you, we being Ken Kessler and me here in this hour of Good Day, includes the best stories of the day, perhaps of the week. I wouldn't say that there was a lot of earth-shaking stuff enough to make this a big deal for the whole year, but who knows how things shape up. A lot of people are still talking about the Pope, and with good reason. The Pope seems to be, I've said this on the air now a number of times, a reasonably intelligent fellow, not that previous popes weren't, but he's also, with his intelligence, he has a straightforwardness about him that seems to be likable. So a lot of people are placing a lot of their, if you will, bona fides with this guy. They think that he's going to change the church. Here's host Skip Essek talking to correspondent Sabina Castafranco, who's over in Rome, about how the new pope differs from his predecessors.
You were there at St. Peter's Square for the installation of Pope Francis. How's this different from the previous two?
Well, this is the second papal installation, because in 78 I was too young for Pope John Paul II. But this was pretty incredible, because, I mean, this guy is so very different from Pope Benedict. I mean, he has shown since the very beginning of his papacy how this is going to be a different papacy. He wants to be the St. Francis of Assisi. But he has chosen this name because it is a symbol of poverty, of charity, of love of nature, and he made it even very clear during his homily today when he spoke about the need to the need for everyone to protect creation. And he said, you know, this means respect of God's creatures, respect of the environment, respect of people, and showing that there is a concern for every person, whether they be children, whether they be elderly, and whether they be those in need. I mean, it was an incredible sight. Maybe it wasn't such a huge crowd as we had expected initially, because initially they had spoken to us of the possibility of, you know, 1 million people being there. Maybe it was a smaller crowd than that, but certainly it was a very happy crowd, cheerful crowd that was experiencing something different, you know. It was, you know, people who were there because they really believe this pope can make a difference. He is the pope of hope, the pope of the people.
You know, I kind of think that he reminds me, and I'm even though you were probably too young, I'm sure you've done enough studying of this, he kind of reminds me of Pope John Paul I.
Yeah, he does. And not only John Paul I, he also reminds you of John the 23rd, the smiling pope, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, this is a man who really wants to be part of the crowd. And that became very obvious when, you know, at the beginning of the installation mass, he did something that we haven't seen Pope Benedict do ever, and that was go around in the open-air jeep for around half an hour in the middle of St. Peter's Square and literally kissing children who were handed to him by security guards. But not only, he had, at a certain point, he asked the people on the jeep, you know, who were taking him around the square to stop because he wanted to get off because he'd seen a group of disabled people and he wanted to bless them, and he blessed this disabled man. It was unbelievable. It was so real, you know.
How do you think that the Romans and the Italians are going to take to this guy? I mean, this is entirely, you know, this is a pope from a different continent. And
he's from a different continent, Skip, but he's an Italian. I mean, I think this is a pope that is there to please everybody. He's pleasing you know, certainly, obviously, the South Americans, the Latin Americans, the Americas, because, you know, he's the first pope from the Americas, but he's also pleasing the Italians because, you know, his family is Italian. He comes from Piedmont. So he really is somebody who pleases all, and he pleases the church of the poor. He pleases those who don't have anything, and he gives hope to a lot of people.
How about you, if you're a Catholic? Has he given hope to you? Renewed interest in the church is kind of neat, and that's nice. It's good if you find good people who want to do good things. That's not a, don't think overly simplistic. It just is a very cool thing, and that's kind of why anybody who can make your life better, help to influence the masses on the plus side and work at it in this way, which is sort of a push. Let's push for making things better. Cool. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. You can reach me on email. It's Doug to Doug, D-O-U-G, at DougSteffen.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Good Day at Good Day on Twitter. So we have taking our time with the Pope. Let's see how much variety we can get into the conversation during the course of the hour. It's 13 past right now.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card?
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 16 past the hour. The leader of the Democrat-controlled Senate dropped a proposed assault weapons ban from their gun control package this week, dealing kind of a blow to supporters of the ban. Even though there are pieces that are up for discussion, could still come up for a vote. Senator Feinstein revealed she was the sponsor of the measure, that Harry Reid told her the proposed ban would not be in the package. She said she was disappointed. Let's listen to host Melissa Block talking to Vice President Joe Biden about the future, if there is even a future, for this proposal of the assault weapons ban.
Is the White House still pushing to have that passed? Do you assume that it's now not going to happen?
I'm still pushing that it pass. We are still pushing that it pass. The same thing was told to me when the first assault was banned in 94 was attached to the Biden crime bill, that it couldn't possibly pass. It was declared dead several times. I believe that the vast majority of the American people agree with us. The vast majority of gun owners agree with us that military-style assault weapons are these are weapons of war. They don't belong in the street. In the recent decision declaring the right of someone to own a weapon in their home for self-protection, Justice Scalia acknowledged that as you can constitutionally ban certain types of weapons. And so I haven't given up on this.
You're going to push for it. The majority leader, Harry Reid, says he doesn't even have 40 votes for the assault weapons ban.
Well, last time we passed it, we only had 7 Republican votes in 1994.
But he doesn't have the Democrats.
Well, again, I've never found it makes any sense to support something and declare there's no possibility of it passing. There's a lot happening. Attitudes are changing. And I think the president and I are going to continue to push, and we haven't given up on it.
All right. So there's Joe Biden on that situation. A lot to worry about, I'm not sure. But it is something that's pretty controversial and therefore a part of our conversation here. Not that everything that we talk about is controversial. We're talking about whatever some of the best information is that's been gleaned in the last 24 hours. Certainly what's going on Cyprus is of interest. The news media has made it so. But it also, it does figure that what might happen over there may happen here because they're in the same sort of financial mess as we are. The second largest bank there has stopped customers from withdrawing more than $220 a day from cash machines. How much can you withdraw from your cash machine? Mine is, I think my bank says $300, so not that much difference. But there still is a lot of conversation about what's going on there. Economic problems in this tiny country discussed here by host Luke Burbank with financial analyst Zoe Chase.
How big is Cyprus? I mean, how many people live there physically? Geographically, how big is it?
Well, you know how exciting Jacksonville, Florida is, the metropolis of Jacksonville?
Absolutely.
That is about the size of Cyprus in terms of people. And it's this tiny speck of an island. I have to admit, even though Zoe and I have reported constantly on the Eurozone and the Euro crisis, all this stuff, we had to go to Google Maps to
really
this little speck.
It actually doesn't look like it's in Europe. It looks like it's way, way far away from Europe.
But you could swim
is.
To Lebanon from there. It's that
no,
close.
Probably not, but it looks like that.
All right, so this is a little tiny country the size of Jacksonville, at least with the population of Jacksonville, Florida, and yet it's kind of in the middle of this big controversy, and it is that they want to bail out, right, and Europe doesn't want to bail them out because of Russian money? What's up with that?
Well, I mean, so Europe has done a bunch of bailouts, right? They're sort of getting to be a little bit sick of doing bailouts all the time. And Cyprus's situation is that it kind of identifies as this Cayman Islands of the Mediterranean. It's just like,
well, you go hide your money. There's low tax rates there. You can make a lot in savings accounts. And they don't ask too many questions in Cyprus.
Got it.
Yeah. And the people that have really taken advantage of that are Russians. Like, a lot of Russian money has come into Cyprus and basically just flooded and enlarged Cyprus banks. Like, the banks there are huge.
They're 8 times the size of the entire economy in Cyprus.
Or so. And basically... when Europe looks at this, like, Europe is supposed to stand behind the banks of all the countries in the Eurozone, but the banks in this case are filled with wealthy Russian money, and so they're a little bit hesitant to just kind of pour in euros to back it up.
And is the assumption
special status?
Is the assumption that Russian money is somehow kind of ill-gotten?
The German government says it is.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Now 23 after the hour, keeping track of time, the things to know about conversationally today. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with an overview from the point of view of people who are hosting radio programs or television programs, dealing with some of the issues of the day and the events of the day, the people that people are talking about, that sort of thing. And certainly on the radar screen this week, continuing conversation about immigration reform. Let's listen now to talk host Mandy Cannell, who's in Kentucky, talking about some of Senator Rand Paul's recent comments. He's from Kentucky as well, Senator from Kentucky. His focus on immigration, and with that in mind, is it time for him to launch a presidential campaign? Was he really talking about the problem of immigration, or was he talking about or getting people's attention as he tries to figure out whether he runs for the presidency in 2016?
Senator Rand Paul has been out and about, speaking to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and I am disturbed. Well, disturbed may be too strong a word. I mean, you know, I'm irritated. I'm crabby. I'm upset. Well, why am I so irritated that Rand Paul is talking about immigration? Is for the first time in my viewership of Senator Rand Paul, who I am an unabashed huge fan of, I felt like he was pandering. I felt like it came up, when it came up, where it came up, as a pander to lay the groundwork for 2016. And that irritated me. That really irritated me, because one of the things I like about Rand Paul is that he offers he offers solutions, whether you like him or not. The guy is not afraid to say, here's a problem, and here's what I think we should do about it. Which is really, I mean, when you get right down to brass tacks, that is very rare in politics most of the time. You get politicians on both sides of the aisle that stand and point fingers and talk about how it's not their fault, but boy, howdy, they don't offer much in the way of solutions. So I'm generally speaking very happy with Rand Paul for offering solutions. But I don't like where this happened. It happened at the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and he said, let's start that conversation by acknowledging that we aren't going to deport the millions already here. I agree with him on that. Now, I do think that you could deport significantly lawbreakers, people, even for minor infractions, and there will be some measure of self-deportation. So self-deportation is not a myth. It is not a myth. And when people perceive danger or the benefit from being here outweighs the risks. Wait, let me get that backwards. The risks outweigh the benefits. A lot of people still have a lot of family, a life back in Mexico or Honduras or Belize or any of these other Latin and Central American countries, and they go home.
Interesting perspective, yeah? 888-302-3684 on the countdown. We'll check in with some of your social media comments as we go through this hour as well. One of the things that's been interesting this week has been the back and forth between Michelle Bachmann and Bill O'Reilly. You may remember Ms. Bachmann according to O'Reilly, anyway, trivialized a lot of the issues, saying the White House was wasting money here, there, and everywhere, but what she said was wrong, and O'Reilly took her to task for that.
This would be much ado about nothing if not for the fact that trivial attacks on President Obama are obscuring serious problems in this country. Does the president live well in a White House? Yes, he does. Is there money wasted there? You bet there is. But every other president in history has lived in comfort, and it looks like President Bush the Younger had a bigger White House budget than Barack Obama does. This is a trivial pursuit, and Michelle Bachmann made a mistake pursuing it. With the nation now owing close to $17 trillion, I wish the president were more like Pope Francis, who, as a cardinal in Argentina, rejected all the lavish perks. But Mr. Obama is entitled to protection, convenience, and comfort as he runs the nation. Congresswoman Bachmann and all opponents of Mr. Obama should zero in on what's really important: the president's failure to deal with out-of-control spending and his core belief that America is not a fair country. That's what's important. Not who's walking the presidential dog. By the way, that's the gardener who walks the dog, and he's always walked the dogs. And how many movies the Obamas watched? Jimmy Carter watched 300 movies. Well, that might have been why that was so out of control back then. Now, it's long past time for partisans on both the right and the left to cut the nonsense.
Insight Daily Radio. Nashville singer-songwriter Rose Falcon has just released her best collection of songs yet, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. 19th Avenue is loaded with fun, lyrically clever songs that touch on relationships, love found and lost, and spirituality. We sat down with Rose recently, and she told us about one of her favorite songs on the EP, the self-pen, Like Crazy.
Yeah, Like Crazy is probably my favorite song on 19th Avenue, Volume 2. I wrote it by myself, so maybe that's why. I feel like I always know within the first, 10 minutes and the first couple of lines if the song is special, if it has magic in it or not. And the first line of the song says, "I heard what you said about your last girlfriend. You said she was absolutely crazy. And that looking back, she wasn't really worth a damn. I wonder what you're going to say about me." But I have heard guys say that about girls. It's like that. Your ex-girlfriend's always crazy. When do you ever say that a girl was not crazy? We get a bad rap. And so that's kind of, it's like, well, you thought she was crazy. Well, you know, what are you going to think of me? But it's saying that regardless, you know, of how I behave, I will truly and honestly love you. And it's asking the person to kind of give you a chance. Yeah, my intentions are always good. You know what they say about that, though? Sometimes you feel like God gives you these gifts, and you just have to find the right way to place the words and how to make a song out of the inspiration that you've been given.
That was Rose Falcon speaking about her latest release, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. For more info, please visit rosefalcon.com.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
And I got the 33 after the hour, Friday, March 22nd, on the Good Day program. A conversation about mostly the big items from this week. How many people are buying tickets to see games during March Madness? It has begun, as you know. But if you really get down to brass tacks, you got a better chance of winning the Powerball lottery than you do having a perfect bracket. Put $5 into an office pool with the hope of creating a certainly perfect bracket. And here's the tip. You ought to have bought the lottery ticket. Odds of picking a perfect bracket in the annual NCAA men's basketball tournament are 9.2 quintillion to 1. All right, figure that out, and call me back in the morning. But the March Madness stuff is on. It's a fun thing. It's good to have that sort of thing going on, as a matter of fact, because it is conversationally something which you can have some, even if you're not a sports fan. And the office pools are just amazing, pretty much where everybody works. 888-302-3684. The Steubenville trial this past week, the rape trial, the aftermath of it, the lack of focus by the news media on who the real victim was here, was the focus of much of what we said here on this program. I remember Monday and Tuesday thinking it was all pretty outrageous how badly the news media had handled this. And here are our hosts, Jack Harris, Ted Webb, Corey Dillon, talking to legal analyst Liz Wheel about other people that might be headed to jail in this case.
Football is so huge, high school football, that these right. kids, their names were everyday names with everybody because everybody knows the team and their members and everything up there. But we were just mentioning how it's strange that they published the name of the victim in this case, particularly an underage victim.
Yeah, it shouldn't be done. You know, legally it can be done, but it shouldn't be, especially when you're talking about a small town like this. And as you say, the enormity of the football team, which to me is a whole other story because I don't understand that. I really don't.
Well, it's Ohio football. It's that way. It's like professional football up there. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, except you're talking about a young girl who was raped, and you know, and these people were convicted. These two boys were convicted of raping her, 16 and 17 year old. And frankly, I'm going to sound like a mean persecutor here, but they got off light with a 1 year and a 2 year sentence, respectively.
Yes.
Well, when there are minors involved, Lee, as there are in this case,
right?
How far-reaching are charges possible? Because I've heard that the coach may even be implicated now because he might have known something allegedly.
Exactly. Now the second prong of this case is going to grand jury and bringing people in, like the coaches, bringing in adults who, what did they know? When did they know? Because for an adult not to report something where they know or should have known, and in this case did know what was going on, if that's true, if that's proven, well, that's a crime in and of itself. And that, of course, would be an adult crime.
Right.
So the situation with the news media is making a sort of an alliterative reference to what that whole thing was all about. What do you think goes through the mind of people like the reporters at CNN and some of the other NBC as well, as they took the approach of trying to make these boys seem like the heroes that they certainly are not? What goes on in somebody's head when that sort of thing? Sort of wafting. Who are you catering to? 888-302-3684. Bad judgment exercise there. And that was a lot of the conversation. A lot of this week, Iraq war conversation, because it's the 10th anniversary of Iraq and the apologies that seem to have come out of it. People who were involved, soldiers involved in the invasion of Iraq, the very powerful letter that we posted at DougStephan.com from an Iraq war veteran aimed at George Bush and Dick Cheney. There's a lot of anger associated to the war in Iraq. Here's talk host Bill Cunningham on his program, says it's time we admit that this war was a complete failure.
10 years ago, March 19th, 2003, we launched the war against Iraq. And we launched it because Dick Cheney and President George Bush said that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical. I also have here a quote from Condoleezza Rice, who was then Secretary of State, quote, "We don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud," unquote. Some of the other quotes I have here from Dick Cheney include the following. "There's no question that Saddam Hussein has reconstituted his chemical, biological, and nuclear weapon programs, and that one of the September 11th hijackers met with an Iraqi intelligence official. They spent months and months, David Kaye and others, in 2003 and 2004, trying to find all those weapons of mass destruction. It didn't happen. And then in 2004 and 2005, Bush said, well, it wasn't so much about weapons of mass destruction. It was about allowing a democracy to flower in the middle of the Middle East. And that by taking down Saddam Hussein, even though there weren't weapons of mass destruction, which is how the war was sold to us, including that nuclear bomb going off in New York City like a mushroom cloud, really it became the idea that 10 years from now, there's going to be a flowering democracy in Iraq that's going to spread goodwill all over the Middle East. Last week, there were 18 explosions in downtown Baghdad. Sunnis are killing the Shias who are killing the Baathists. The Baathists are killing the Shias and the Sunnis. Every time an American shows up, there's a headshot. May I ask you this question? Despite the sacrifice of 4,500 American soldiers, despite the sacrifice of $1 trillion, along with 25,000 wounded, can we say again that the Iraqi war maybe was a failure? We did not win. There was nothing to win. We're 10 years later, the average, I tell you, I exchange emails with an Iraqi shopkeeper. Let me share this with you. And I had this guy that I interviewed like 10 years ago. He told me that things were so much better under Saddam Hussein. And I said, well, why is that? He said, I got four kids. When Saddam Hussein was in charge, I wasn't involved in politics. I sold my wares in the bazaar. I never got involved with the Ba'ath Party. I didn't do that. My four little girls every day could walk to school unprotected. They simply walked to school and they walked back. I had a standard of living. The electricity was on. The lights worked. There was no crime of any consequence because if anyone committed a crime, they would kill you. I mean, petty theft, you get a headshot. And so my life under Saddam Hussein, I had businesses, I had money, I had a bank account. After the Americans came, my girls can't go to school. The school's been bombed. We live a miserable life. There's no lights, no air conditioning. The toilets don't work. Society is broken down. So I thought to myself, will someone say once and for all that the Iraqi war has ended similar to the way Vietnam ended?
And I would say that, second that emotion, second that thought, second the underscoring of how ridiculous it is. I guess a lot of times we don't think about things like that. When I was in Iraq, the war had devastated the country and we were rebuilding it. I thought it was necessary for us to clean up our own mess that we'd created. But I think it's best to spoken, not from me, but in an email that I got yesterday from Brad Thompson, who is listening to this program right now live on Armed Forces Network Radio, AFN, in Europe. He writes, he's a 30-year veteran and a Navy vet, by the way. He says, as we finally take toll of all the tragic Gulf War years, I'd still like to know why no one has the cojones to delve into the war profiteering of Deadeye Dick, speaking about Mr. Cheney. How much was in the secret envelope he was allowed to see after leaving office? I met so many young troops that never came home. That administration wasn't fit to shine their boots. Ken Kessler, you have some material that folks who are listening to the program have shared with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Yes, Mike says if it was worth it, it may not, whether it was worth it or not may not be answered for some years to come. What seems fantastic to me is everyone wanting to prosecute Cheney and Bush for war crimes for going in under the guise of taking out Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. So do we include all the Democrats who said he had WMDs before Bush was president? I wonder why that is never part of the conversation. John says, I voted for George W. Bush twice and have never been so disappointed in a president. He squandered the Clinton surplus and became a single-issue president for war on terror. The very first time I heard him say Iraq, I said no. It was wrong then, and it's wrong now. We never should have gone there.
The woods are full of conversation and comments. Any Facebook page that posts the story has tons of comments. And for the most part, they're negative about Bush, negative about Cheney, negative about Rumsfeld, and negative about the war. And that's as it should be, because the war was a miserable waste of American lives. And by the way, the numbers that are thrown around are incorrect. When you hear people say 4,400 men and women died, that's not true. There were 30,000 injured, and at least 10% of those people have died. So the total is really above 7,000. And what do we have to show for it? $3 trillion later? Absolutely nothing, except what the gentleman just expressed. It isn't safe to walk around many of the streets in many of the big cities in Iraq. So not anything that we can be proud of by any stretch of the imagination. 888-302-3684. Up next, the president's trip to Israel. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card?
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drive it, right? And if your car has OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend. Decaf.
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13 on the Wumper customer while supplies last.
Doug Stephan here on the Good Day program, along with Ken Kesler. We're sort of scrutinizing what's been going on this past week. The president, in a speech in front of 600 Israeli students yesterday, said a two-state solution is the only viable path for peace in Israel. Those are his words. Given the demographics west of the Jordan River, the only way for Israel to endure and thrive as a Jewish and democratic state is through the realization of an independent and viable Palestine, which prompted cheers from the audience. He also, the president, explained that while he backs a two-state solution, he believes this can only be achieved through negotiation. Here's talk host Peter Tilden talking to analyst Wayne Slater about the president's car breaking down.
Not a good day for the president. He has to use a backup presidential limo, because the one they flew over to Israel broke down, they think, believe it or not, that somebody somehow got confused and put diesel in one that's supposed to be gas. So, and I should mention, too, if you've never seen what this is like, or never been around presidential motorcade, or don't know how the workings, a friend of mine had the vice president stay at his house for an event, a fundraiser, years and years and years ago. They rewire the whole house months before. They do checks on every room, every phone line, and they fly in. They fly in the limo. They fly in a backup. They fly in a doctor, an ambulance. Everything is there because they don't want to bring it up and talk about it. But God forbid something happens. He has a heart attack while he's talking to Netanyahu. They can do whatever they need to right in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. This is one of those, oh, it'll be here in a minute. It'll be here 18 more minutes. We'll get them. Just keep doing CPR. No, the doctor's right there. Ambulance is right there. And that ambulance is set up like a hospital. The funny thing is, according to Harriet Sherwood, who was a Jerusalem correspondent for The Guardian, Obama said to Netanyahu as they walk on mic, boy, it's embarrassing, our entourage. My wife, Michelle, teases me mercilessly. Because big entourage. A lot of cars, a lot of limos, a lot of stuff, but it's the President of the United States. And now what's, okay, since we're on there, yeah. What is the goal of this trip, if we can sum this up in a minute? What do you think he comes, what's the real goal of the trip? Not just the optics, but for our safety and for the world, what's the goal of this trip?
Yeah, I mean, there were two things that happened. One, in the first 4 years, he really thought he was going to be able to change the environment. These guys are crazy. These presidents who think they can do it in the region, who think they can move toward a kind of two-state solution and so forth. So he really thought that in terms of talking to Muslims and talking to others, he was going to change things. Well, he finally figured out that isn't going to happen. Secondly, and this is really your question, and you're right, fundamentally, by making it clear, real clear, crystal clear, that there's no daylight between America and Israel, what you're doing is challenging, in this case, most importantly, Iran. don't do anything. The signal clearly, however you read it, is that Israel, frankly, Peter, Israel's is most likely going to, at some point here, is going to attack.
They're going to go for
and
it.
They're trying to knock out something. And that the signal from the United States is...
We're there.
We're there. We're there with them.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
After the hour, kind of an overview just for fun. Not very much of this stuff is fun, so maybe it is. Maybe it isn't about fun. Maybe it's just about what's on people's minds this past week. The House has passed a short-term budget bill, 318 to 109, the margin by which the bill passed. It's aimed at funding the government through the end of September. Passed 6 days before the government is slated to shut down, now goes to the president for signatures. Interesting, during the course of this week, listening to some of the rhetoric back and forth of our so-called leaders, this conversation between talk host Chris Stigall and some of his listeners about how Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid blamed the accidental death of those seven Marines on the budget cuts, sequestration, etc.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid dancing on the graves of dead Marines in order to score political points yesterday during remarks on the Senate floor about an explosion at an Army base in Nevada, which happened late during the show yesterday. It killed seven Marines ultimately. It was during a training exercise. Reid hopped right in on the Senate floor, blaming sequestration for the accident.
It's very important we continue training our military. So important. But one of the things in sequester is we cut back in training and maintenance. That's the way sequester was written. Now, the bill that's on the floor, we hope to pass today, helps that a little bit. At least in the next 6 months, it allows the military some degree of ability to move things around a little bit. Flexibility, we call it, and that's good. But we have to be very vigilant. This sequester should go away. We've cut already huge amounts of money and deficit reduction. It's just not appropriate, Mr. President, that our military can't train and do the maintenance necessary. These men and women, our Marines, were training there in Hawthorne. And with the sequester, it's going to cut this stuff back. And
I just hope everyone understands sacrifices made by our military. They are significant.
Oh. Now, this is so bad that an unusual statement came from the Marine Corps. Now, consider a couple of things. Number one, of course, this is the Senate Majority Leader of the United States. Number two, we're talking about an Army base in his home state. Not only could the Senate Majority Leader get the facts and the information from any Army base on which this would happen, tragically, but certainly in his own home state. Now, consider for a moment if Pat Toomey or Bob Casey or old Red Light Menendez or Granddad there came home or went to the Senate floor and said something about, I don't know, something happening at our airport or something happening in the Naval Yard. And using sequestration as a reason for it happening, some tragic event, some explosion or something. And just making up out of whole cloth why it happened and blaming sequestration for it. Well, it was so egregious and so over the top and such a lie, the Marine Corps, of all things, who does not get political, they had to weigh in on it. They actually had to release a statement. They started talking to reporters. Jim McLeshevsky of NBC News said, I can tell you Marine Corps officials this afternoon taking strong exception to what Harry Reid implied, saying that this exercise, for example, was well planned in advance, had nothing to do with budget cuts, there were no corners cut, and if they couldn't afford to have all the safety precautions in place, they wouldn't do the exercise. In fact, one Marine Corps official told us, in short, he considers this nothing but pure political posturing on the backs of dead Marines.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Harry Reid is a disgrace. Has been since he's been there. There's nothing there. It's like this. The whole upstairs is empty. You know what I mean? 888-302-3684. All right, so let's finish off our conversation with the story today from DougStephan.com about Death Wish Coffee. You know how much you love coffee. Every morning when you wake up, you got to have your cup of coffee. Well, there's a brand new kind of coffee that if you drink it, you may be calling an ambulance instead. The coffee manufacturer says that they have the world's strongest coffee now, 200% more caffeine than a standard cup of coffee. It's called Death Wish Coffee. Was born at a New York coffee plant, if you will. And it kind of reminds me of what you would expect to get out of a package that has a skull and crossbones on it. On Facebook, more than 11,000 users have given Death Wish the thumbs up. So if you're interested in having coffee that is unbelievable, look for the bag with the skull and crossbones on it and drink the stuff and then wait for the doctors. All right, there we have it. Discussion of a number of things going on in the world.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.